Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Now, Irish artists have been making a name for themselves lately by having their music featured in huge productions. Irish singer-songwriters Lyra and Ruth Ann Cunningham, for God's sake, both had tracks featured in Love Island. Well, the most recent one has just been announced, OK? Have a listen to this.
Right hand and opinions, now I'm seeking my Angelo brilliance. Want to see the highs and the lows, I plan to know a life has with no limits. But you just want to kill for the coup, for the Porsche. How you say you real, make a tune for the cost. They know how I feel, get a tune for the cause. But now I want to chill in a room full of sauce. But now I'm bringing life like a fruit with a seed in it. And I got a dice, speaking truth for the cause. Run up with the mic on the track with no speed limit. Man, I bring the heat to the booth with the bars. Walk in the room feeling silky smooth. They smell the feet like some 50 shoes. How do they dance to your conscious music? Well, if they're not stuck, they can still be moving. Cause I showed them rapping is cool, yeah. I took it back from the fools, yeah. You made it back to the Jew, nah. But I made impact in the Jew, nah. I got the game unlocked, it's a new dealership. They couldn't stop me and neither will you. I got my haters and ups, so you feel that itch? They stack the hay, but I'm needling.
Well, that's Irish artist and 2FM rising act JLOL and his track called Ozone, which has just been announced for the FIFA 20 soundtrack. And Jay joins me on the line now. Jay, congratulations and well done. First things first, when is the FIFA 20 game actually coming out?
Hey, how's it going, David? Thanks for having me. The game actually comes out on the 27th of this month, of September.
Are you a FIFA player yourself, by the way?
Oh my days, I'm a huge FIFA player. Since 2003, I've been playing the game, and I've always dreamt that one day, I started off as a football player, so I always dreamt that one day I'll be on FIFA as a player. That didn't happen, but I guess this is the next best thing, so I'm delighted, yeah.
And Jay, like the way the graphics have kind of gone throughout the years, is it's like, does 2003 seem so long ago? It's so up there now and brilliant. When you were playing it at first, did you notice all the music that was on?
I did. I started to notice from, I'd say, FIFA 05, FIFA 06, FIFA 07.
Yeah.
Then I started really taking to the soundtracks, and I already had an interest in music at the time as well. So I used to listen to the soundtracks very carefully, and then obviously around FIFA 14, 15, I set like a mini goal for myself to be on there, and with my music as well. So that's come through. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I'd say so. And by the way, is there a FIFA 20 Spotify playlist up there yet?
Yeah. There's a playlist. EA Sports uploaded a playlist and put all the feature tracks on it there. And there's some independent ones as well. And, yeah, it's on YouTube and everywhere else as well.
And who else, by the way, apart from you, is on the FIFA 20 soundtrack?
Yeah, so a couple of names that really stand out to me. The Major Lazer, Skepta, OJ Radical, Slow Thigh, Javon, Sampa the Great. There's quite a good surrounding. I'm in good company.
You are in extremely good company. You can't get bigger than some of the names you mentioned there. So is it a big deal for you to be up there? Is it a kind of a goal? Were you trying for this, as you say, for about 5 years? You've finally done it now. Or do you think, hey, you know, I'm pretty cool about this whole thing. Let's just move on to the next thing.
It is a big deal for me, but the way I'm built as an individual, I'm an on to the next kind of person.
Yeah.
So I take it in. I don't dwell on it. And I, you know, try and push on from there nearly immediately. So that's what I'm trying to do now.
And by the way, how do you do it? I mean, like, how does it happen? Okay, you have a thing, you're playing it from 2003, you notice all the music from 2006 and 7, and you really think this is really great. You say, right, you have a goal in 2014. How do you get your music to be on FIFA 2020?
Right, so there have been some interest from EA through my publishers since 2018. Or 2018. And because they were meant to use my track Medusa on their Christmas campaign, on their Christmas ad campaign. So I thought that was going to happen. I thought I was pretty cool. Mm. But then that fell apart somewhere down the line. But then, so the communication kept going, and then they were still interested, asking for me to send tracks over to them, etc. So I send music to them, and then they were like, oh, this song here, Ozone, it would be perfect for the FIFA 20 soundtrack. And that was back in June. And I was gassed. But I thought, oh, this might just fall apart, just like the Medusa thing. but not this time. This time they came through.
Yeah, this time they took it up. Ozone being the track. And by the way, have you noticed interest in your music kind of ramping up on YouTube since the FIFA announcement?
Oh my God, so much. I'm even dreading looking at the comments because there's so many of the same comments of FIFA 20, FIFA 20, FIFA 20, FIFA 20, best soundtrack of FIFA 20, best song of FIFA 20, and all on my socials as well.
Okay, it's all very well for people to say that. It's all very well to follow the socials and all the rest of it. But I have to ask the obvious question. Are you making a lot of money out of it?
I could be making more. But it's more of the exposure I'm getting out of it, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's definitely going to help me make more money, and my price is going to go up 100%. So.
Yeah, and people are going to want to know more on your music, no question about it. You're originally from Nigeria, but you've been living in Ireland for years. Where are you based in Ireland?
I'm based in Kildare, but I operate out of Dublin.
Okay, when you say operate out of Dublin, what do you do on a general basis when you're not given, you know, Ozone to FIFA 2020?
Generally, I'm doing something music related. I'm in the studio, or I'm having meetings with my team, planning for the future, or I'm just chilling. So that's how I operate out of Dublin. I was in college there for the past 3 years, and then so I basically just sleep and kill there.
All right, okay. And what did you study in college?
Politics and international relations. I'm happy that's over now.
And how long have you been making music?
Oh, my days. I've been making music since I was playing FIFA, you know what I mean, since that young, but professionally only for about 4 years now.
All right, okay.
4 or 5 years.
J Yellow L, how did the name J Yellow L come about?
Yeah, so that's actually a funny story from my brothers, my older brothers, who are obviously all darker than me, and I'm the lightest skinned person in my family. So they all used to tease me when I was younger and call me Yellow, and oh, Yellow man, Yellow this. So, and my initials are JL because my name is Jean-Luc. So then one day my big brother was just like, oh, we should just call you J Yellow L, and just make life easier for everyone. I was like, oh yeah.
Right.
Well, so thanks for that.
Yeah, so you've stuck with that. Okay, listen, I presume, although I don't know, does FIFA 2020 come out before Christmas, or does that come out in 2020?
Oh, no, no. FIFA 20 comes out in a couple of weeks, in 2 weeks. Yeah, so I'm excited for that, and hopefully I can squeeze their arms for a few free copies, you know, chance my arm, but we'll see.
And you're also playing a headline show on Whelan's in Wexford Street in Dublin on October the 10th. You can get tickets for that at whelanslive.com, etc. So, Jay, listen, congratulations. Looks like a good 2020. If there's already that much extra interest in what you do now, just let's see what happens in 2020. It's going to get 10 times bigger. So best of luck with the album and the headline show. And thanks a million for joining me on the programme today.
Thanks so much for having me, David.
Dave Fanning on 2FM. 2FM.